This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast to my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, and our police, plus our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, boat mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now to start things off for the week is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, got to say a couple of things to begin with. First of all, our thoughts and prayers go out to the Trump family, the loss of the president's younger brother. I'm not sure that that was the result that they were hoping for, but apparently he was in very bad condition when his brother went to visit him, the president, and I guess he died of bleeding in the brain.
Yes, what we understand, Captain, is that he did, Robert Trump, 71 years old. He sustained injuries from a fall and continued to have brain bleeds, basically, and yes, and succumbed to that. We understand. Very, very sad.
And secondly, I want to take this opportunity to thank everybody that came out to visit me down there at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds at Port Charlotte over the weekend. A very, very successful event again. Lots of concealed carry permit people in the class. It was a maximum class. Matter of fact, they put a few more people in there than what they probably should have because they had to bring in extra chairs, but they were packed for that. The women were buying guns again. Ammunition, oh my goodness sakes, you couldn't believe how much ammunition was being sold. But it was a very good event. Everybody was very well behaved, and we enjoyed seeing the fans and the people that wanted to come out and meet us, and we were happy to be there. So there you go.
Very cool. Sounds to me, Captain, like the people are very concerned with protecting themselves, obviously, because of what they see going on all around them.
Well, of course they are, because let's just take a look at a second at the gun violence over the weekend in America. Now, what would you say if I told you Philadelphia, New York City, and Cincinnati made the headlines more than Chicago because of shootings and deaths?
Yeah, that's just unbelievable. That would really be something, yeah, to hear.
You would have thought they had a gunfight at the OK Corral in Cincinnati. 18 people shot, 4 people killed. New York City, 64 shooting incidences when we came on the airwaves here, and half dozen people killed. Philadelphia, again, another group of people shot, and a handful of people killed. Chicago, we don't have the numbers in yet, but unbelievable, just unbelievable. And it goes on and on and on.
It does, and it's quite concerning, and unfortunately, it's becoming the norm in many ways. And this is not, you know, and again, we're talking about defunding the police, you know, this kind of stuff. People are very concerned for their safety, the safety of their community.
Well, defunding the police, go tell somebody in Austin, Texas, a suburb of Austin, Texas, about that one, with three police officers who were shot and wounded as they responded again to another domestic disturbance call. Those are dangerous calls, and the suspect barricaded himself inside the house. In the meantime, three cops got shot trying to come up to the doorstep, if you will, to defuse the situation. And they became victims themselves.
That's exactly right, Captain. And of course, you know, in all seriousness, can you imagine sending a social worker with a clipboard up to talk to somebody? You never know what the situation is going to entail, and that's why the police are there.
Correct. And when you're dealing with somebody that's armed, telling you, making threats and this, that, and the other, it just you treat it as a hostile situation to begin with. But anyway, oh, and another very big news story over the weekend: the 911 memorial lights at the World Trade Center will be lit. And contrary to Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio going, oh, look what we did. We did this wonderful thing for the city. Oh, yes. Oh, whoop-de-doo. Look what we did. They didn't do a damn thing. The money to pay for the lights being on and for the security to be there was guaranteed by one former mayor, Michael Bloomberg.
That's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, you have the governor saying, you know, essentially I think they're going to provide some other kind of personnel and so forth. But you're right. Bloomberg is the one who's made this happen, and de Blasio, at the very least, would like to try to get that credit, I think.
De Blasio was the one that defunded the funds to have the 9/11 memorial event, an annual event every year, and he not only raised the ire of the police and the fire and the EMS in New York City, he raised the ire of all of the survivors' families.
Absolutely, and this is why on the weekend show as well, Captain, we talked about that and the outrage that that was causing. Absolutely.
Yeah, and but again, the true story is Michael Bloomberg, the former New York City mayor, guaranteed the money to turn on those lights and keep them on for a week and provide the security for the people that will be coming there. All right, here comes the music. Folks, hang on. I'll be right back with more. We've hardly touched the tip of the iceberg here because I got a whole bunch of stuff we're talking about, and we'll get started on that when we come back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, our conversation with Kyle Warren, our first segment, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is an all-natural product that I have been taking for 4 years. My back was bothering me tonight, and I had to take it before the show started, about midnight, our time. And guess what? It's working just fine. Thank you very much. And the combination of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 is 100% drug-free. And it will alleviate pain at the source, just like it did me. I had pain in a certain part of my back, and it is gone, flat out gone, 2 hours later. Now, it supports healthy joints and muscles, and you can get started with a 3-week quick start, too, for $19.95. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or give them a call at 800-500-8384. And make sure to tell them the captain sent you, because that's how you'll get that great price of $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. All right, first of all, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got the caller Mike in Clearwater on the line. Okay, good morning, Mike. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain and Professor. I don't know if you noticed, but a few days ago, the NYPD Police Benevolent Association gave the president their endorsement.
Yes, I knew it.
I predict that, because see, what happened in 2016, they were so sure that Hillary was going to win. It, you know, to them, she practically had it in the bag, but this time when the president gets reelected, I think just like when the PBA gave their endorsement, they're going to be so angry and so livid that they're going to go nuts, and I think the Democratic Party is going to implode. With it. It's just going to completely destroy and disarray the whole party, because they're not going to know what to do. And then they're going to try to come back with, you know, you thought the Russia investigation and all that was bad. These people are unhinged, and they're just going to come at us with a vengeance, and that's what I predict, and I just wanted to see what you and the professor thought.
All right, thanks, Mike, and I'm glad he brought that up. In one respect, Kyle, I was talking to retired and current police officers and deputy sheriffs and even state troopers down in Port Charlotte over the weekend, probably talked to 100 of them, and they all said the same thing. The big blue wave is coming against the big blue party.
Well, exactly right, and I'm sure that, you know, the police and the police unions, you know, they see exactly what's going on in this country, and they can read and they can hear and they listen mm-hmm. to what the Democrats say and do, and they see exactly what President Trump has done as president, and they know that he's the one that has their backs. Again, in this day and age of defunding the police and somehow making the police, you know, the bad guys and everything, they're just not going to stomach that at all. And this is a sea change that we're seeing happen.
Well, I want you to listen to something very closely, folks. This came out of New York City this weekend, and it came out of one of my sources up there with a police benevolent association that endorsed the union that endorsed the president. That was the largest police union in the city of New York, by the way, that did that, and one of the largest in the country. The headline reads, New York City's wealthy Upper East Side neighborhood sees 286% spike in robberies. Folks, these thugs have been going into these high-rent condos and apartments in the Upper East Side of New York City, breaking in the doors at gunpoint, stealing things, some people inside, some people being shot, I might add, because the shooting incidences in this same part of New York City are up. You ready for this? 260%. And of that, there's been an increase of 201% in shootings where people have been shot or wounded or killed.
I mean, that's just unbelievable. And again, who would have thought in a major American city that these kinds of things would unfortunately become all too routine almost? And this is absolutely shocking. And this is why people are leaving New York City. People are leaving other major cities. They're leaving Los Angeles, the, you know, Southern California area, because they are seeing these things happen, maybe not to the extreme as what you're describing in New York, but they're seeing exactly what's happening to their communities. They're seeing what's happening in terms of how the Democrat-led governments are reacting to this, or how they're somehow trying to get in lockstep with those who would bring these kinds of things to pass. It's terrible.
And as far as the Democrats, when they lose, or should I say if they lose or when they lose, I believe it's when they lose, I believe there is a wave coming against the Democrats, the likes of which they've never seen. They have no idea what's going to hit them right between the eyes. People are not buying. And by the way, let me just throw something else in here. The blacks, about 35% of the blacks in the latest poll that's out there, do not support Kamala Harris.
Yeah, this is very interesting. I mean, she really does have some hills to climb.
She's not black. That's why. She is not black, and she can't pass herself off as a black because her heritage is that of Jamaican and Indian, as in the country of India.
Right. So, yeah, there could be some definite issues with you know, political issues there. But even so, because, you know, Joe Biden had promised, as I understand it, to appoint a black woman as his VP.
Yeah.
But again, that's you know, Joe Biden has been in politics
yeah.
for so long. Yeah.
Now, somebody just sent me something here from the 19th precinct in New York City. Thank you to you guys up there, and thanks for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you cops on the beat up there tonight. This is what they just sent me. July 2020 saw an estimated 1,795,602 gun sales, a new record and an increase of 133% over July of 2019. They're giving me this from an FBI report.
Well, again, it shows that people they're scared, but they're legitimately scared. This isn't something that people are cooking up in their minds thinking, you know, oh, I better go buy a gun.
Yeah.
Because again, they're seeing these things on the news.
Yeah.
It's nationwide.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, that multiple shooting of the officers there, in, not rural, it's a suburb of, Austin, Texas. Three officers shot. Our thoughts and prayers go out to them and their department too. It's so dangerous. And for anybody in their right mind that wants to defund the police, that is like committing hairy. You might as well just take the knife and cut your throat.
Well, right, and again, but that's designed to, again, get into lockstep with radical elements.
And that is a minority of about 3% of the population in the country. It is not a winning issue.
Well, of course it isn't, because you have parents, I mean, in all different communities, communities that are affluent and communities that aren't so affluent, everybody wants their family, their kids to be safe.
Yep.
And they understand that the way that you do that is through having good law enforcement.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, the Democratic Convention starts this week, and their goal, they state, is to unify the party, keep the rest of Bernie supporters from blowing it. And to that, I say good luck, because they're already tromping in the aisles, you know, wanting more time, and AOC's getting a minute, and Bernie is, you never know what Bernie's going to do.
Well, Bernie has at least on the surface been supportive, but I think that's for public consumption, really. And I do think that what Bernie really wants is real control over
Medicare for all.
Well, Medicare for all.
And by the way, the Dems say they're not doing Medicare for all, but that's exactly what they're doing.
Well, right. And he wants control over the party platform. They are not going to be happy with anything short of driving the country into socialism, or at least charting that course and moving it along quite smartly with the possible election of Joe Biden. And that's what they want. And if they don't get what they want, I think they will cause problems.
Sure.
They may not simply hold their nose and vote for Biden. They may say, let's try again in 2024.
Well, they can try again in 2024, but in the meantime, if they try to disturb and disrupt, they are going to get their butts proverbially handed to them on a platter, because the cities and the police departments will not put up with this. And once the Democrats in the blue cities get voted out of control, which is coming, don't know if it's going to happen totally this time around, but there's some cities, blue cities, that are in store for a real shock.
Well, sure. And the reason being, Captain, is that you have people who have traditionally voted Democrat that have, that are just identify as Democrat. They vote Democrat, but they have been so damaged by the Democrat leadership in these cities. Their businesses have been shut down. Their rights have been trampled on. They're not feeling as though, hey, this is all legit. And I think that they're going to vote to make a change. They've had it.
Go find somebody that has a restaurant, if they're still open, the Mon Pao restaurant, and see how happy they are with what's going on in the Blue Cities. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, the Chief of Staff for President Trump, and what he had to say yesterday. Plus, terrible, terrible news, the president's brother passing away. And again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the Trump family and anyone that's listening from the Trump campaign. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Postmaster General has just been invited to testify before Congress about operational changes that can slow down deliveries as millions of Americans vote by mail this fall.
Many consider that option safer because of COVID-19. Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders on NBC's Meet the Press.
What you are witnessing is a president of the United States who is doing everything he can to suppress the vote, make it harder for people to engage in mail-in balloting, at a time when people will be putting their lives on the line by having to go out to a polling station and vote.
Trump campaign advisor Jason Miller on ABC's This Week.
Fact of the matter is we've seen universal mail-in voting has been a disaster. And to go try to rush this, everyone remembers the hanging chads in Florida in 2000. Imagine that in 10 or 15 states across the country.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, they'll also insure your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, along with your car or the truck that you're driving. And how about homeowners or renters insurance? Yep, they got that too. And if you bundle it all together, get this, you get a cheaper rate. So check them out. You can go online to do it. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, the website. Type in your zip code and you'll be well on your way. Remember, tell them the captain sent you. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. There you go. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Nancy Pelosi, before we get to Mark Meadows, Nancy Pelosi is calling the House back in session for what?
She wants to discuss what's called the Delivering for America Act, about making sure the post office can't make any changes to its operations prior to the election. But, you know, Captain, you know, you used to actually haul mail back
yes.
in the trucking days.
Yes.
And you have a lot of insight about this. What's going on, you know, this time of year at the post office when they're talking about all these machines that they have and all this stuff, and they think somehow they're being taken offline to swing the election?
Well, they're being taken offline for a different reason, and they do it every year because of the postal Christmas rush, which starts about September, middle of September, end of September, and just goes gangbusters right up until, believe it or not, New Year's. And they take a certain amount of machines offline that sort the mail to service them because they can't do it at any other time, and they got to get it done before things start going with the big rush, and that's what they do. And they alternate them. One post office will do it this week, and the next post office the next, or days, or whatever. But they do it so it's all done between now and say the middle to the end of September at the very latest, and then they're back online and away they go, full speed ahead.
Yeah, but that is very cool. But you know, but that doesn't serve the political purposes of the Democrats.
The Democrats once again are lying through their teeth. They're taking something that's not an issue and they're throwing it out there because I guess President Trump said something one way and they took it another way. And here we go again. I don't think a Democrat could tell you the truth if they stood up and swore in a Bible and you read the newspaper to them. I don't think they could read it back word for word.
Well,
that's just me talking.
Well, you know, Captain, you know what they're doing. In many ways, I think they're always setting something up where they can blame President Trump or blame somebody else because they know, Captain, that the election's not looking good for them right now.
They are losers, and they're going to get their butts handed to them. I'm not being overconfident. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing, the mood of the country, in my travels, in my circles. I'm in literally hundreds of chat rooms every day, back and forth on the internet, well-established, good groups. Some of them are private groups, and they're all talking amongst themselves, and the Democrats are scared to freak in death. Okay, the White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, has said universal mail-in voting just won't work. Now, he's got a reason for saying that. There have been some problems. There were some more illustrations over the weekend, but these are in pockets of the country, and of course, the problems are in blue states.
Well, of course they are, and again, you know, it's interesting, Captain. You know, we can't, you know, we won't build a bridge or we won't put in a pipeline or we won't do virtually anything in this country without some kind of study, some kind of impact study and get a lot of experts together.
Well, that's the law. You have to have an environmental impact study before you can even build a plant a tree.
Well, sure, exactly. But for some reason, we can just turn ballots loose willy-nilly across the entire United States of America, and to all different parts where American citizens might be, military and so forth, and just say, whatever, well, you know, this is gonna totally work. And, you know, and only because the Democrats believe that by trying to leverage the COVID-19 situation on people's fears, and then also because they know that in many ways, mail-in voting can be, essentially cheated with, you know, they think it's in their best interest. So, but again, if the Republicans were ever asking for this, or anybody else for that matter, they would say, you're crazy. Maybe in 10 years we could do this, but we'd have to have a lot of studies first.
Well, what they have to do is use the absentee ballot model. Because the person requests a ballot, you're not just direct mailing everybody that you got on your voting list. You send them to the people that request the absentee ballot. That's how we do it in Florida. For example, right here in the district, Florida 13 district that I live in, over 40,000 people have already cast ballots. Many of them have been absentee. But what you do is they request a ballot. You have to sign the back of the envelope, Kyle, and that signature in the back of the envelope has to match the signature on file when you registered to vote, either online or in person.
Right. So there's some protocols to it, and there's some, hopefully, in this case, a fail-safe like
that. Kind of hard to cheat if you don't know the person's signature, no, isn't it?
Well, it, exactly.
And right. If the signature doesn't match, I don't care if you're John David Rockefeller. Guess what? You're not going to get your vote counted if the signature doesn't match.
Well, that's right. And then also, there is some sort of, you know, positive thing that somebody has to go do. Either you have to go to the polls, or if you can't go to the poll for whatever reason, then you can request the absentee ballot. But again, there has to be something proactive on the part of the voter. What the Democrats are trying to do is they're trying to make voting almost a passive sort of a thing. And again, I don't know that that's really the right thing to do.
Well, a lot of people are scared to go to the polls because they're going to get COVID and they're going to get sick and die. And I've been hearing that from a few people. And when I hear that, I just say, you're out of your mind.
Well, exactly, because, you know, people go to these big box stores, they go shopping, they go out to the grocery store.
You go to a gas station.
That's right.
People don't think anything about putting their hands on a gas pump, okay? What do you do then?
Well,
do you stick your hand in your mouth after you do that? I don't think so.
Well, of course not. Of course not. But again, it's this notion that, and this is why it was so important the other day that Dr. Fauci said, you know, hey, we can go vote in the polls.
Sure.
With certain safety protocols, and there's just exactly the same as the
And there are safety protocols. I have not been to the poll to vote, but I've been told what's there by people that have gone. They've got the 6-foot spacing. They got the voting machine separated. They got to wear the masks and all that sort of stuff. They got the hand sanitizer there. They got all of that going. And then, oh, by the way, guess what they do in between voters?
They sanitize the voting station, I would expect.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. So what's the problem?
Well, see, there shouldn't be any problem. And, again, we have to push through these kinds of things. We've voted through every war. We've voted through every crisis. And there may be some ways of making that easier. But to simply just mail things out that go to somebody's mailbox.
Not the solution.
Not the solution, because, you know, there's never ever been an instance, Captain, where mail was stolen.
Well, let me run this one by you. There are fake ballots that have been discovered, because if you take the regular ballot they send you, the absentee ballot, mm-hmm. and you take these fake ballots that have come out, there's a difference in the size of the envelope.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
And so you won't notice until you put the one envelope up against the other. So how about them apples?
Well, exactly. There's always going to be some way for somebody to try to get a result that's not the legitimate result.
Yeah.
And we're worried enough as it is about voting machines being hacked and all that stuff.
Now, President Trump has said he might meet with Russia's Putin before the November election because Vladimir Putin came out and said, oh, I might meet with the American president. I might have a conversation with him. I don't have any problem with that, but right away the Democrats are going, foul, foul.
Well, sure, because that way Putin, who is Trump's handler, of course, would tell Trump exactly what to do.
Yeah, well, the handler's on the other foot, I think, because there hasn't been a lot of love shown to Russia lately, or China. Now, let's talk about Jared Kushner. Did you hear what he had to say about his kids in school?
I think he said he was absolutely going to want to send them to school in person in the fall.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because, again, you know, he's not concerned. The schools are taking all the precautions they need to take, and his kids are going to go to school, and that's going to be the end of that.
Well, that's right. Well, and as you know, Captain, with online school, especially here in Southern California, now we get now that the kids are back in school, now we're getting messages that simply say, well, there's not going to be a whole lot of internet bandwidth, so that could be a problem. And then they might have rolling blackouts tomorrow, so that could be a problem. It's all a problem.
Now, we're going to wrap up this segment with the South Dakota governor, who I really think is going to be a presidential contender in 2024. The South Dakota governor turned down an extra $300 per week offered to her by the federal government for unemployment benefits, saying, our people are going back to work. Hold that thought, Kyle. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with the Captain and Kyle Warren here on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, I'm going to tell you about a mayor who managed to defund the police, and they got enough votes to recall her on this year's election. Wait till you hear this one. Way to go, Oklahoma. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. teamgaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's that time of the night when we're going to get into the highway and byway report for all the truckers that are out there, all the bus drivers, too, and everybody else that's out there doing whatever they're doing. Maybe you're at a ship and out at sea, or one of our buddies with the tugboat captains bringing the fuel back and forth with the barges from Texas and Louisiana back and forth between Tampa, the port of Tampa and whatnot, that are listening to us. But here we go. We're going to get started. So let me see here. Who are we going to start with tonight? Well, okay, let's do the traditional trucking song.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, love machine. 10-4 pig pen. For sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Taco Town. Yeah, we definitely got us the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
7th of June when they highballed over the pass. Bulldog Mac with a can on back and a Jaguar hauling ass. He's 10 on the floor, stroking bores, seat cover starting to gain. Now Fever, you are trucking with a rubber duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your drain.
Big fan, this
well, that's Convoy by C.W. McCall. And by the way, that's from the movie Convoy. And in that movie, you probably might not remember this, so here's who the big trucking star was, Kris Kristofferson. And his female co-star was Allie McGraw, and Ernest Borgnine was the sheriff. Carl, did you know that?
I do remember that movie. I do.
Yeah, but they were driving the old cab overs and the GMC cracker boxes. I mean, it's something to see all the old trucks. But, you know, to them at the time, it was new. But now it's, oh, boy. Well, let me read the weather, and then we'll get going there, because we got some interesting stuff going on. Dangerously hot and dry with fire weather threats all across the West. Wow. West of the Rocky Mountains is not necessarily the place to be when it's talking about dry tinder ready to burn. But blistering, widespread, excessive heat conditions are continuing across the West. Storms with abundant lightning from Nevada and eastern California northeastward through the southwestern part of Montana is expected to start new fires or increase fire activity. Isolated severe storms capable of strong wind gusts are expected across parts of eastern Oregon into the far southwest Idaho and parts of southern Arizona. And other than that, there's some really poor, rotten air quality around other parts of the country. So take it away out west, Kyle.
Well, that's right, Captain. We're going to start tonight in Colorado, of course, in the Grand Junction area, all the way over to the Denver area, Fort Collins. We've got the smoke from these wildfires. You've got the Pine Gulch fire. Also, we've got the Grizzly Creek fire and others. The Pine Gulch fire has consumed about 82,000 acres already, and I have another first-hand account of someone who was in Denver, and they said the smoke over the weekend had been pretty bad. So that air quality is just going to stay really bad for a time. It's been on the map for quite some time, but the fires there are burning, we understand, in rough terrain areas, and so it's hard to fight those, obviously. But that's really the story now, is the heat that's going on all over the West. Down in Phoenix, of course, we're looking at temperatures 109. About right now in Palm Springs, it's about 93 degrees at night. And all through the California desert, Southern California, we've got triple-digit heat warnings as we move through the week. Also, because we've had some monsoonal moisture, we're going to get perhaps some thunderstorms here and there, maybe periods of heavy rain in some pockets. But that also can bring that the lightning, which is causing some of these fires to pop up. Meanwhile, in California, we've got the lake fire, burned about 18,000 acres so far. Good news on the Azusa or Ranch 2 fire. They actually have a suspect in custody now, and it is the homeless person they had suspected, and that's the person they've arrested for that. But these fires are not only being set deliberately. In some cases, they're accidental because of all the people out camping, Captain, and they are making their illegal campfires, and it's actually putting these rangers on, I think, 24-hour shifts in some cases to try and go out and make sure that they're stamping them out or finding them, basically. But we have fire weather warnings, heat warnings all through California, all through Nevada, of course, around Las Vegas, up through Reno, Nevada. It's basically as if you took the entire western United States and colored it one big heat and fire weather warning. So really, wherever you are out west tonight, you're going to be encountering these things, and so you have to be careful out there.
Yep, everything west of the Rockies for sure. Now, down in Texas, around the Texas Metroplex up towards the Oklahoma line, we've got some poor weather quality conditions there, as well as in the Houston area tonight over towards Beaumont. But the big thing going on right now is we've got some severe thunderstorms with possible water spouts that are off the coast of Louisiana, moving towards New Orleans and Houma, and over towards the Mississippi, Louisiana line right now. So be very careful over there. You'll see all the lightning as you're moving west on I-10 or I-12. You'll see all the lightning coming towards you from the Gulf. Those are big-time thunder boomers that are working their way in. There's already been a round of rain that's come through there. This is the second wave coming through with some really big-time thunderstorms. Now, going up the East Coast, we got a little bit of intermittent activity in the central part of Virginia tonight. Might be some possible showers in there. Up along the coastline from Long Island up towards Cape Cod, up into Maine, the remnants of Tropical Storm Josephine, which is now just a depression headed off out in the Atlantic, but there's some riptides being left behind, so that's the activity that's going on there. And that pretty much takes care of it tonight for the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Now, remember, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is always brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center or Flying J near you. Join the Drivers Club. Get yourself one of those nice mugs, okay? And then every time you stop by, you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee or a cold drink. They treat it like a refill, and there you go. Now, Kyle, the mayor of Norman, Oklahoma, she is a she, the mayor, who defunded the police early on with all this stuff was going on, is up for a recall election right now. This happened very quickly because the people in Norman realized that this was not going to happen on their watch, and they went out there, got the signatures they need, and I'll be damned if they didn't get on the ballot.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and certainly this is a great sign of, you know, this is what the people can do. This is how you go about affecting change like that. Because again, it's ridiculous on its face to go and try to defund the police, and I think the mayor is basically saying she's going to worry about doing her job right now instead of worrying about all this other stuff and so forth. But this is a step forward.
And this is something that's taking place in other cities where they've talked about defunding the police all across America. As I said back in the first segment, this is not a popular movement. This is not something the Democrats are going to gain any votes or win any popularity on. They are going to lose millions of votes because of the defund police movement.
Well, certainly, because, again, it's just patently absurd. Everybody understands, and you know, Captain, when you see the police have to pull back because the civilian authorities have told them to do so, or this kind of thing, they receive those increases. But also we see an emboldening of the criminals because they think, hey, I can loot a store and nothing's going to happen to me. I can do crime. Nobody's going to do anything to me. Everybody's running scared, kind of a thing. And that's the wrong message for a just and orderly society. And most people, Captain, the vast majority of all Americans, they want to live their lives peaceably. They want to go about their business. But they can't do that if they are being targeted because of their race, or they're being targeted because they have a sign on their car, or they have some kind of shirt that they're wearing or hat or anything like that. We can't have this in our world. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, and 30 seconds here. Your power is okay out there in California because they were having blackouts.
Yes, we had some rolling blackouts. They're mostly up in the Northern California area right now, but they could come, so people have to be ready. But so far, mine stayed on. That's good.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, what she had to say, and Joe Biden, his lead may not be as much as what they're telling you. I got a brand new poll from all the battleground states. Surprise, surprise. What'd you hear this one? We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.